Shalom. Boker Tov. Good morning. This is Billy Brim, and glory to God. So glad to have all of you on here today. Number one, I do want to say, as a matter of our noon prayer, that I am going to be out at Prayer Mountain today. I will be out there at noon. So that means we're not really sure what time we would begin praying. Because I do have some things I want to talk about a little bit first. And as you come out, you're welcome. We'll have food for you, and we'll have fellowship after our wonderful time of prayer. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes. Good morning, Miss Billy, and good morning to all the WWPs. Praise the Lord. I am here.
Praise God. Aren't you thankful for this opportunity to pray today?
I am so thankful. I am so thankful, and we all should be thankful. This is just a solid evidence that the Word of God is true.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. He's been, my goodness, revelation after revelation after revelation, and it's all in His Word. Nothing coming out of
His
Word. It's already there. Praise God, yes.
And you know, Brother Max, of course, on all of our minds this morning is the storm, the Hurricane Milton, headed toward Florida. And I was just looking in our words from last week in the things the Lord has said to us. And one of the things He said is he promises to shield and protect America and Israel from harm. And we are urged to place our trust in Him. And I want to pray with our understanding, first of all, concerning that as we go to prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, it's like, Lord, when a part of our body is hurting, then our thoughts go to that. Well, here we are in America, and a part of our country right now is in the path of a storm, a really bad storm. So in the name above every name, we're going to come to You today, and we're going to lift up to You that promise You said to us that You will shield and protect America from harm. We place our trust in You. You are our only help. Father, in the name above every name, guide Your children, especially Your children in Florida. Show them what they can do. Show them what authority they can take. Show them how to protect their own lives and properties. Father, we don't know really everything about, to tell You the real truth, Father, we hardly know anything. But, oh, praise God, there's a wonderful promise in Romans 8:26 that when we don't know how to pray as we ought, You, with the Holy Spirit, give us utterance. And so, Lord, please help us to have utterance today in our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask You to show us what we can do, how much authority we have, the source and the reasons and the causes and all of that are beyond us. Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And so, Father, when we really don't know everything, what to do, what to say, how to act, what to do, oh, glory, we're strong. Because You enable us. You give us utterance. And, oh, Lord, we would stand today. We would stand with our fellow brothers and sisters in Florida and say to that Milton, You weaken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You weaken and You dissipate and You slow down and You confound the weather forecasters. In the name above every name, we stand with those who are there.
Yes. Yes.
And Father, in the name above every name, oh, Lamakaya. You have anything on that, Brother Max?
Move it, Lord. Move it. Shift it. Shift it. Shift it that it will not come to pass. and it will be no harm, and it will be just a normal rain for the ground, for the birds, for the grass, for the trees, for the fruit. For the only reason for this rain, just the only reason, one reason, is rain on earth. And Lord, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over this storm, that it will not come to pass. We're taking our authority right now in the name of Jesus. We're taking our authority right now in the name of Jesus. B'ismaka Yesua, the name above all names. The name above all names. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of this matter, for the body of Christ, for the church, and for the children.
Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Your power.
Yes. Yes.
Reveal yourself and your power. Satan, in the name of Jesus, we know you're behind this. We know you are. In the name above every name. In the name above every name. In the name above every name. You know that name, Yahweh Yeshua. Cease and desist in your maneuvers and manifestations and operations. Lord God, how marvelous and wondrous it is to know that you are our guide, you are our shield, you are our comfort, and you are the one, Father, you invented tongues and interpretation. No one could possibly have thought how this could work. And there you came on that day in Jerusalem. And you sat upon them with tongues of fire. And they spoke the utterances you gave. And men from all over the known world heard in their own tongues. And now you've been so gracious to allow us the same experience. We lift our unified voices to you. Il brasua hanya ne kora manani ne kora kota ne ne kora kota ne ne kora kotoshka tan che de kotoshka. Libratua maso kora kondiana no nombre kade kahara kandiana. Pili duhushua marutose ni mo papi la dora manangi le godoshkwa dare kabravi dolgo babi la tenye ne kwa. Mi so to rogodesh ke din chan do rogodosh ke din bra. Fili duhu tuan yun kuara ke din chan do rogo oche le godosh ke dan che le godosh ke. Po fradiri kor manaki. Ko par gadali adon yun kuara sa katish ka. Fili duhu juan yun nombri kuara sa katik kali duhu juan tine kompra fre. Pele tora manaka ragadashka tonje de godoshka. Ili vrehete ya tora. Ili vrehete ya rokotonye ne kora gadenyo no kora kodoshe ne de godonje. Ibala toa margon jesko. Gribanyo no kwa bale danyero to balakaya nangara dili kongranda eshko tonje eshko tonje eshko tonje. Mita helita caria nana nombre. Iva la doce de la gohora cabelletta nana gohora co papa. E menunduasha tormana caraca disco toge de godasca. Crivagno no gohora cadagni ni gohora cadabri caleca dashanga de go ocetia e di compua. Mi ricorrete hevetia. Gavala dahashon toro kotevre bere kwakai. Negili gondua, andion du koro godosh kadebre, ketakala kapanga. Bashkodo nini kelahaya. Bashkodo nini kihilakaya ne karakadanya ne kohro godosh kadanja re godosh kadachakya. Kivili duhushwa. Mili duhurashon dele kodara kadavri beditwa. Mere godor te heleka maratu frete makare andon yene goda da tabre ijena non yene kohura kada hala kaya na kahala ka kaya bati tor godo shanjene e ver bejwa so dor godo shantiato makara kantane kibile dor bana krakala dor da danye ne korokodoshke de breche Igre gavrandje neko dohe žengje reko toške tanče reko toške da korama na kanga reko dohe žengje akto. Bili došva prakadele kambra evre dožedje na korama na nanje neko reko toške tanje neko reko dole kapra. Evre došva dje na korama nangi li dala kabredje neko da koremenje neko reko dala kabrandje neko dole kodeške. Bale tore mane quale carica prabi do dio non dobre che le caia mane coro codebre che le cadabra pa de coscia delle codoro codobre che le cadabra e le dobre e le candra ta shatara camprate ne codo codosche e le cabrabra do le gongambri che le godosche da cantagne le cose per dare le cacaria do le godore cantame e brettesche e vedi tu fai giua mi dico brevre di giua dieve le donne le cora cataia una cora cataccia le godosche le cora gambe le cora mannagne le cora con delle cabrabre con debre Pijuanya ne korga da berbele shua bra katale kon gabra kamminyo do korga dale gabra ni tonye ne kwade de korga balitanya ne korga dale kan gabre ga de godoshke tanche de godoshke de gara gabra sete de ganashka tira dohra mana menya ne korga godoshke tanche de godoshke tambre ikala kaba Masete gade hele kembre kata kafra la tora manakaka. Nese de maniando ra godore a te, tene kodashka tanje de godohi shakjata. Kivile dushwa, tiana no kora kantinyo, no kora kodore. Kili gandiando ra godohi shengiano, no nombre kene kadaha lakito, ra godore godonje ne godoshka. Che dico vrevre disca, tasco don gero e annacca. E le brituate agnoro capire caria, non lo gnoto, le godare cacca, che la gabrido, le gole che vrevre digno. E me ne qua sotia, le go scende, le godare cappaglia, torre, me ne caricatagna. Chi ve le dujuate, le godore che di ricara caria, non la cahaldita, le go ole bretegne, le gore godoccia. Cobre qua vroglia torre, ma Nicolo cobre che da bagno ne corro con deci, ne da mamma le che hanno, non ho niente con capre che ne condagna. I calacai hanno mica, hanno mica via nanghe, e li dabra nocca. I gente lo go breca, asciano ancora cadiria, gavila di andare con dove c'è indietro. Chi ve la quattaria, torno con la breba del campeglia, una corba, una caracantaia, una corba d'osche. I gianni, una corba, alli cavaba, alli congiarono l'angre, che delicaria, torno con la breba del cocciua. I gianni, una corba beleria, torno con la caia, una corba dalle capra. E ve le due suana, non viene qua, le corba capelli a diario, una corba cattaria. Mangolo, agne, mica. Savie e vece, gabrote e le gabbagne mi taladonie vera, ma togne, ma casche, ma dogoro con tabri, ma ne corre con tabri cattai. Peponieni qua, tagliando, rogo. Bosciante le vi, bosciante la vaia non gonga, ma Nicolo gobre dai a torre badigna.
Start with first line. Do whatever your hands
find as I promised. Do whatever your hands with an S find as I promised. Do whatever your hands find as I promised. Next line. Matthew 24, verse 7. Matthew 24, 7. Next line. What did I say about the end times events, conditions? Now this part is underlined. That will one day come. Okay, I'll read it again. What did I say about the end times events, conditions? This part is underlined.
Brother Max.
Yes, yes.
Something happened that I got cut off. So I'm going to have to ask you to start all over from the beginning.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
All right. It took me a while to figure it out myself. Okay. Please. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll start all over.
And when I came back, you know, it tells you how many are on the call. And it said 2,000 are on the call. Well, normally I thought we got kicked off after 2000, but I was able to get back in. So,
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, because they go to the website after that. Don told me that it will transition after 2000 to Billy Brown Ministry. So they could
Do that for me.
Yeah.
I got right in on the call. So, praise the Lord.
Praise
Thank
God. Okay. We're going to start all over here. Do whatever your hands with an S find as I promised. Do whatever your hands find as I promised. That's the first line.
Does that end with a D?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, end with a D, promise. Yeah, ED. Next line is Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 7. Matthew 24, 7. Next line, part of this line is underlined, and I will let you know when I get there. What did I say about the end times events? So times with an S, events with an S. What did I say about the end times, events, conditions? Now, this part is underlined. That will one day come. That's the underlined part, and that's how it reads. That will one day come. So I'll read the whole line again to make sure, Miss Billy, that you have it.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say about the end times, events, conditions? This part is underlined. That will one day come. So that's the line here. Next line. Second Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. Second Timothy 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Listen to this. The wars WARS, the wars in my land today. It will go farther. It shall expand. Now this part is underlined. Well, let me repeat the part without not being underlined. Let me start over here. I'm just trying to move the envelope. And I do believe people understand. This is my first time reading, so I need to gather myself here. The wars in my land today, it will go farther. It shall expand. Now, this part is underlined. But you, my children, to stand and pray together. Your faith in prayer with my prophet and friend, follow me. I know it's a long line, so I'm going to read it slowly and
just a minute,
all
just
over
a
again.
Minute here.
Okay. I know you write fast. I mean, you have a beautiful handwriting.
Okay. So start again.
I'm going to start again. The wars in my land today, it will go farther. It shall expand. This part is underlined. But you, my children, to stand and pray together. Your faith in prayer with my prophet and friend, follow me. That's all of it.
And all of that from "but you, my children," all right down through "follow me" is underlined, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let me read it flat back. The wars in my land today, it will go farther, it shall expand. But you, my children, to stand and pray together, your faith in prayer with my prophet and friend, follow me.
That is correct.
And that is underlined from "but you, my children," down through the end.
Down to the end, to follow me. Next line, the book of Joel 2, 28, verses 28 through 32. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, 3-2. First Timothy 4:1. First Timothy 4, verse 1. Next line. There's a verse here, or a book. Remember my words in Matthew 24:36. That's the line. Remember my words in Matthew 24:36. Remember my words with an S in Matthew 24:36. Next line. My protection to escape, it will come to pass. Okay, that's the line. My protection to escape, it will come to pass. My protection to escape, it will come to pass. All right. Next line is Revelation 3:10. Revelation 3:10. Zephaniah 2:2-3. I believe you give this before too. Zephaniah 2:2-3. Next line, my faithfulness and my deliverance, my faithfulness and my deliverance. That's the line, sorry. My faithfulness and my deliverance. My faithfulness and my deliverance. Next line. The place of safety for you and your nations. And in prayer in me, I am your God. Okay, I'll read it again. It sounds like I have cut off here, but I'm going to read it again. I'll try to do better here. The place of safety for you and your nations. And in prayer in me.
Now, do we also have at the beginning of that, my faithfulness and my deliverance?
That's a separate line, but yeah, that's before that. Before the, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, my faithfulness and my deliverance is the line, and then the next line below it, the place of safety for you and your nations. And in prayer in me, I am your God. Oh, I am your God is underlined. I just saw that. I am your God is underlined. So the last sentence here, I am your God, is underlined. The place of safety for you and your nations, and in prayer in me, I am your God, is underlined. Okay. Next line is John 17:12. The book of John, chapter 17:17-12. He's really pressing Psalm 91. Psalm 91:1-8. Not all of it. Psalm 91:1-8. Psalm 91:1-8. All right. Next line. These things will come to pass. Be worthy. Yeah, that's worthy. W-O-R-T-H-Y. Be worthy. Then you will escape all. Okay, I read it again. These things will come to pass. Be worthy. Then you will escape all. That's the line. These things will come to pass, be worthy, then you will escape all, or escape all. E-S-C-A-P-E. Okay, next line. This one is underlined, and it's a short line. Listen to me, church. That's the line, and it's underlined. Listen to me, church. Listen to me, church. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 34:3-4, verses 7-14. Psalm 34, start with verse 7-14. Next line. the book of Zephaniah. Again. Oh, Zephaniah 2, but it starts with verse 1 now. Zephaniah 2, 1 through 3. Zephaniah 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Okay. Next line. I have and has, H-A-S, I have and has promised you to those who love me to be blessed, remain standing. Oh, this is a long line. Sorry, I'm moving the envelope and, you know, I'm just keep going here. Remain standing under this trial. This is the winning steps. Yeah, STEPS. Okay, I'm going to read it again. I have and has promised you and to those who love me to be blessed. Remain standing. This part is underlined. I just saw this here. So remain standing is not underlined. Now this part is underlined. Under this trial, this is the winning steps. Okay. I'll read it again and I'll tell you where to start underlining or just put a line below the words. I have and has promised. I have and has promised you and to those who love me to be blessed, remain standing. This part is underlined. Under this trial, this is the winning steps. I believe you all got it here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think.
Next line. Next line is Philippians 3, chapter 3, verses 14 and 16, through 16. Philippians chapter 3, verses 14, 1-4 through 16, 1-6. Next line, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24-4 through 27-7. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Next line. There are times in your life, L-I-F-E, when you know that you will win. Not everyone can. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll slow down. There are times in your life when you know that you will win. Not everyone can. That's the line. Next line is Colossians with a C. Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. Colossians 3, verses 23, 23 and 24. 24. Next line is Psalm 37, 37, verses 23 and 24. Boy, It's almost the same number, different book, different chapter. Praise the Lord. Well, it is the same number, 23, 24, but different. Anyway, I don't know why I'm bringing this up. Jesus have humor, praise the Lord. Or a message. Psalm 37, 23, and 24. Next line. The Holy Spirit. Oh, the bodies. The Holy Spirit, the bodies, and temples. T-E-M-P-L-E-S. Yeah. The Holy Spirit, the bodies, and temples.
Can you please spell bodies?
B-O-D-I-E-S.
Okay.
Okay. The Holy Spirit, the bodies, and temples.
Temples, period? I mean, plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the Lord gave us the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Ecclesiastes 9:10. I used to say Ecclesiastes. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Philippians 2:3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. All right. Philippians 2:3. Next line. Behold. Behold. Toward what's with an S ahead. Behold towards what's ahead. I took over you. Pray for the goal. Because I called you all. Yeah, well, I'll read it again. Behold toward what's ahead. I took over you. Pray for the goal. G-O-A-L, I believe that's goal. Pray for the goal, because I called you all. That sounds like music to me. Thank you, Lord. Behold towards what's ahead. I took over you. Pray for the goal, because I called you all. Then the Lord gave us James, the book of James 1, verse 12. James 1, 12. You pray, and you will know what, it feels like. You pray and you will know what it feels like to win. Church, yeah, the line goes on. So you pray and you will know what it feels like to win. Church, Israel, there are times when you know. That's the line. I'll read it again. You pray and you will know what it feels like to win. Church, Israel, there are times when you know. I believe they know. Well, I mean, he told me that he's going to win last Monday. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. Moving along. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Next line. This one is underlined. Three words. You are chosen. You are chosen. It's underlined. Next line. I set you free in me, in my law. Walk.
I set you free in me and my what?
No, I set you free in me. I'm in downtown Minneapolis. We get used to the silence here. I set you free in me. Not a scary thing, but God is good. I set you free in me, in my law.
In my law?
Walk in my law, yes. In my law, L-A-W. Walk according my life and spirit. So there is no two or whatever. Okay, I'll read it again. I set you free in me, in my law. Walk according my life and spirit. How's the line? I set you free in me, in my law. Walk according my life and spirit. Oh, I guess this is probably read better. According my life and spirit when I stop. Praise God. All right. Almost done here. Praise the Lord. Not that I'm really in a hurry. You know, if it's the whole book, I will keep going. Praise the Lord. John 3:16. We all know this one. John 3:16. Next line is 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter or Peter 2:9. Next line. Your victory in me. And that is underlined. Your victory in me. And it's underlined. And as we call it, the signature or the end of the prayer. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, I do want to say this. Before everybody leaves, some people leave right after this. Maybe they have to get to work or whatever. But next week, we will be starting our autumn assembly. Next Wednesday will be the first day of our autumn assembly, and it is also the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Our prayer next Wednesday will be at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then it will be at nighttime at the prayer autumn assembly, and you will have to be watching online, and Max and I will be there with a whole lot of prayers in person for this oh so important autumn assembly of prayer just before these oh so important elections. So I wanted to get that in before anybody left. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know, but it seemed like the prayer went so fast today. It did to me. It seemed like we surely haven't prayed 15 minutes, but we had. So here you go. Excuse me. Do whatever your hands find, as I promised, Matthew 24:7. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. What did I say about the end times events, conditions, and then underlined, that will one day come? 2 Timothy 3.
One and five.
I know, but my computer, suddenly it just lost its concordance. I'll have to get it back here. You'll need to give me a few minutes. Strange things happening.
Okay.
I plead the blood of Jesus over this. I plead the blood of Jesus over my technology. I plead the blood of Jesus over my
computer, laptop,
computer, and over my phone.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Because that just went, huh? But anyway, praise the Lord. Here we are back again.
Okay.
What did I say about the end times events, comma? I add whatever.
You add comma?
I add it because here's why. In the original language of the Bible, there are no punctuation marks in the Hebrew nor in the Greek. So men, translators, have to add them. So I feel that way about what God gives us in these words, and I add them wherever I think they should be. What did I say about the end times events, comma, conditions that will one day come, and that will one day come is underlined.
Yes.
2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days, difficult times, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And I think we all can agree these times have come.
Yeah.
The wars in my land today, it will go farther, it shall expand. And now this part's underlined. But you, my children, to stand and pray together, your faith in prayer with my prophet and friend, follow me. Joel 2, 28 through 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on male and female servants in those days I will pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said. And among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls.
My goodness, Miss Willie, can I interrupt for a second here?
Yes.
Okay, so he gave us 2 Timothy 3 through 1, you know, to 5. And he's telling us this is what's going to happen in the end of days. And we are very much in these times. And then he said, this is what's going to happen, but also this is what I am doing in Joel 2, 28, 32.
Yeah.
I just want to share that. Praise the Lord. Go on.
Absolutely. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on that.
Yeah. Follow me, he said. Yeah.
Follow me. Right. And there will be survivors. Hallelujah. Things will come, but there will be survivors.
Yeah.
1 Timothy 4, 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That won't be us, but there will be some. Remember my words in Matthew 24:36. He's talking to us so much about the end, which we're there. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. My protection to escape, it will come to pass. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole earth to try those who dwell on the earth. This is God speaking to the church at Philadelphia. And there's a trial coming on the whole earth, but he is going to keep certain ones from it. In other words, they're going to escape it.
Praise
so
God.
That's the tribulation period, and we're going to be kept from it. Bless the Lord. Zephaniah 2, you see, he said, my protection to escape, it will come to pass. There's coming a tribulation period, 7 years, but there is an escape. People call us escape, but it, the rapture and escape, it is. Zephaniah 2, 2 and 3. Before the decree takes effect, the day passes like the chaff before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you. Before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his ordinances, his commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. And, of course, we believe that. We will be hidden in the rapture. But it's coming.
It's judgment.
Before, yeah, it is coming, and that that time is coming. Yeah, judgment, wrath, those words are used. Mm-hmm. But we're the ones who do his command. And we shall be hidden in the day of the Lord's wrath. We shall be hidden in the hallelujah at the marriage supper of the Lamb. My faithfulness and my deliverance. The place of safety for you and your nations and in prayer in me. And then this is underlined, I am your God. John 17:12. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of perdition, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. This is Jesus' prayer as he was going to the cross. And he said that he had kept them in his name. We are kept in his name. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, 1 through 8. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I trust. Behold, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His truth is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense or the reward of the wicked. So the reward of the wicked is coming, but not for you and me. We're in the secret place of the Most High. These things will come to pass. Be worthy then, you will escape all. Then underlined, listen to me, church.
Yeah.
We're going to escape this. But, hallelujah. Psalm 34, 7 through 14. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For to those who fear him, there is no lack, no want. The young lions do suffer lack and hunger. But they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Bless the Lord. Now, wonderful words to us. He's telling us what's going to happen, but then he's telling us who's our refuge, and we who we are will not want, will not lack.
Yeah.
It is going to happen. Zephaniah 2, 1 through 3. Now, it's interesting because before he just gave us 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Zephaniah 2. Kind of lost my place here. Oh, got it back. 1 through 3. Gather together, yes. Gather, O nation, without shame. Before the decree takes place or effect, the day passes like the chaff before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you. Before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his ordinances, his commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
Wow.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm counting on.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. I have and has promised you and to those who love me to be blessed. Remain standing. And now the next part's underlined. Under this trial. This is the winning steps. Mm-hmm. Philippians 3, 14 through 16. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are mature, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. That's wonderful. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. The New American says, run in a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
Wow.
Psalm 37, 23, and 24. The steps of a good man.
Did you skip there are times in your life when you know?
Excuse me, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Listen. There are times in your life when you know that you will win. Not everyone can.
Yeah.
Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as for the Lord, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Psalm 37, 23, and 24. Now that's, here's where it is. The steps of a man, and that word is gever, which means champion. There are four words at least that are translated man in the Old Testament, and this is the one that means a champion. The steps of a gever, a champion, are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way, his derrick, his path. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who upholds his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It can look like we have a temporary fall or a defeat, but we're not cast away, or a certain person, I think, he's talking about.
Yeah.
The Lord will lift him back up.
Or two.
I've been seeing this verse ever since 2020. The spirit, comma, the bodies, comma, and temples. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol, to which you are going.
Okay, Ms. Vida, what's the line before Ecclesiastes 9:10? The Holy Spirit, the bodies, and temples. That's the line.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard something else.
The Holy Spirit, the bodies, and temples.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 9:10.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Philippians 2:3. Do nothing, King James says, through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Here it is in the ESV. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more important or more significant than yourselves. Behold toward what's ahead. I took over you. Pray for the goal, because I called you all. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. You pray and you will know what it feels like to win, Church, Israel. There are times when you know. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What a verse. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Oh my goodness, this scripture here. Oh, I just read a comment on this scripture. You see how the Lord said here, I took you over? I took over you? I just read a comment. Oh, I hope I find it. And it says the picture here is that he conquered us and he leads us in a parade of trophies that he were trophies of his victory over us, and then we serve him ever after. And it kind of comes out in the, oh, where did I read that, Lord? I'd never seen that before, but that's exactly what the Lord says here. I took you over. Okay, listen to this. Here it is in the Amplified. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. When I was reading this, it was saying his greatest triumph is over us. Oh, Lord, where did I read that? And it's talking about his leading us, that he triumphed over us. Now we are in his victory parade and ever after manifesting his glory and his knowledge. Oh, I wondered what that meant when it said, I took you over, and I've just read this. Hallelujah. If I find it, I'll try to post it or put it in the blog. Underlined, you are chosen. I set you free in me, in my law. Walk according, my life and spirit. He conquered us, don't you see, and set us free. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Peter 2:3. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous His marvelous light. Underlined, your victory in me. Trust in me. You know, folks, go ahead there, but I know where I was reading. Let me see. I was reading in Zechariah, David Barron's book. Hallelujah. But anyway, he was pointing out that the victory, the greatest victory of God, is over ourselves. And that this scripture right here has to do with us. He conquered us, and then ever after, he leads us in a victory parade. And he set us free. He set us free from our past lives. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't that amazing? I'm so glad I had just read that, wherever it was that I read it. Bless the Lord.
You'll find it.
I can see the picture here. I see the picture of why he means I took you over.
Yes.
It means we were captives.
Yes.
He took us over and set us free, just like he did you, Max. I mean, he did all of us. But we can point you out so much because you're one that is on the line here. You're a leader. And everybody knows your background. He conquered you, Max. He took you over. And then he leads you in this triumphal parade that he parades you up and down over all creation. And through him, through you, Max, now his beautiful aroma spreads everywhere you go.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Great.
I'm glad I just read that, wherever it was I just read it. Because I wouldn't have understood that I took you over when he said if I hadn't read that. So, okay, guys, I need to get out of here early because I live quite a long ways from Prayer Mountain and I have to get around here and get ready. So we'll see you out at Prayer Mountain. Not sure what time we'll be on with a call, but for sure you could get to billybrim.org and join us online and on the computer on our website. And then there we will have our prayer from there. See you at noon or sometime thereafter, Central Time. Wherever you are, praise the Lord. Love
you,
and shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.